One Focus Radio.
Welcome to the show, it's Dyer's Daily. Keeping in the know, it's Dyer's Daily. We've got chat, we've got discussion, nice and slow. Ain't no rushing, reading emails and events. Sometimes he makes no sense. It's time to start the show, it's Dyer's Daily. He'll be there in a mo, it's Dyer's Daily. We've got plays, we've got interviews, even stuff that's in the news, local and otherwise. Come and try it on for size, it's Dyer's Daily.
Hello and welcome to the Dyer's Daily podcast for December the 17th, 2018. Now we're going to do something a little bit different. We have promised audio drama in the past, and I thought what a great opportunity at this time of year to present you with an audio drama that Southwaves Audio makes that stars me and Jane Grandel. It's called The Hudsons. Over the next week or so, we're going to be playing 5 episodes from that series. So without further ado, let's take it away.
The Hudsons, starring Jamie Dyer and Jane Grandel, brought to you by Southwaves Audio, specializing in audio and radio production for the South Coast and beyond. Also, be sure to check our website for local events, news, reviews, and interviews. www.southwavesaudio.co.uk. That's www.southwavesaudio.co.uk. Well, it's a quiet evening for Helen and Harry Hudson, so much so that Helen is desperate for different human interaction, but unsure how to do so.
There we go. Can't beat a nice cup of tea, can you, Helen? I said you can't beat a nice cup of tea.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I'm writing a letter to my brother Terence, see how he is. I've not heard from him in a while. You know how I worry about things. He doesn't seem to write anymore, and neither does anyone else.
I don't blame them. It's all online these days. Facebook, Twitter, email. Nobody's written a letter since the millennium began.
I know. It's so sad. It's a lost art, isn't it? I always think it's a personal touch to have written something yourself, with your own handwriting. I've never gotten into that internet stuff. How can you communicate with a screen?
In the same way you communicate with paper. It's easy when you know how.
I guess I'd know how if I found a proper teacher. It just doesn't interest me. If I'm honest, it's much easier if you do it, isn't it? Saves the confusion. Just like that. How are you navigating around the screen so fast? Don't you hurt your brain?
All with practice, my dear. All with practice. You'd see so much benefit if you just had the patience.
I have plenty of patience. It was Terence who didn't. He'll be wondering how I am.
Well, you could phone him. We've got his number in the speed dial. Easy.
I wouldn't bother. She will answer.
I don't know what you've got against Rita. She's done nothing wrong as far as I can see.
You would say that. You're besotted with her.
What do you mean? I'm not besotted.
You are. Thanksgiving last year ring any bells? You couldn't keep your hands off.
We were playing Twister. I was also wrapped around your mother, our nephew, and Uncle Jack. But you're not mentioning them.
They're safe bets, but Rita's unpredictable. Don't know why Terence married her. She's nothing but trouble.
Money, that's why. The only reason we were playing Twister was that there was a power cut and it was the only thing we could do.
You could have refused to play.
And have your mother disapprove again? She already thinks I'm a recluse, despite the fact that I was happy to be wrapped around her.
Is there something you're not telling me, Harry?
No, just that I'm not the hideaway Harry that she thinks I am. Just because I refused entry to her country club. What a bunch of snobs they were.
I liked it there. Nice people and lots of conversation. None of them were bothered about using a computer.
Well, no, because they probably hire a minion to do it for them. And the conversation wasn't that riveting.
I thought it was.
Well, you're a different kind of person to me, Helen. You like the face-to-face interaction thing. I'm a bit more of a...
recluse?
No, a private person.
If you're so private, why are you on FaceTwit?
Well, just because I'm private doesn't mean I can't look at the ones who aren't.
True, true. What are you looking at right now?
A guy from work. Mark, see? There's his name and there's his profile picture. See? In the corner.
I see the picture. I didn't know you worked with dogs.
Well, that's not Mark. That's his dog. His name's Rover.
Why isn't his picture up there?
I don't know. He must be private?
That makes no sense. Why is he on there then?
Same reason as me, I expect.
Well then, what's the point of it all?
Well, it's mainly to stay in contact with people.
Like who?
Well, there's my family, workmates, friends, and some of your family.
I see. Who is Danny Estimato? I see him on your screen. What is he to you?
Well, he's nothing.
Then why is he on there?
Because he wants to be. And occasionally there are people even I don't know, because usually one of my friends has liked, commented or shared the post that was made.
Well, it all seems a bit pointless to me. Whatever happened to just sitting down and having a conversation with someone?
Well, I can do that.
I mean with actual people.
Yeah, so do I. Watch. Let me get your brother Terence up there and say hello. It says he's online right now.
But I'm not dressed for it. And what if she answers?
Well, that won't be a problem.
You would say that.
No, it won't be a problem because I'll just type it. Like this. See? I've said hello. And now he's replied.
What does it say?
Hello.
Well, he never was much of a talker.
Well, you have to give it time, Helen. Like a face-to-face conversation, you need to... let things breathe. Then things will get moving. Like this. Blimey. He's got a lot to say.
Well, I did say he'd be wondering how I was.
I think he's just impatient. The first line was writing. The rest is just question marks. See?
I told you he was impatient. What's he saying?
Well, he wants to know if we're well and...
what is it?
He wants to know if he can come over for dinner to catch up sometime.
Typical Terence. Don't hear from him for ages, then he turns up out of the blue. And to top it all off, wants feeding.
Well, to be fair, Helen, you can't be bothered to learn technology, so you haven't contacted him. I did it for you, and now you're moaning you've heard from him. Yep, makes sense to me.
Shut up, Harry, I'm thinking.
Don't think too long. He's getting impatient again.
Well, I suppose he could come over on Wednesday. As long as he doesn't bring her with him.
I think he's likely to bring his wife. Don't you?
Yes, and you'd like that, wouldn't you?
Ugh, we're back to this again, are we?
Now and forever, my darling Harry. Ooh, what does he say?
He says we'll see them at 7 p.m. on Wednesday.
Oh, goody. I'm glad that's sorted. Any chance of coming off that thing now, before we get any other invited guests?
Sure. What did you have in mind?
Well...
that was The Hudsons, written by and starring Jamie Dyer as Harry and Jane Grandel as Helen. The announcer was Pete Lutz. The music was by Kevin MacLeod. This program was brought to you by Southwaves Audio.
Thank you very much, and thank you for listening to this edition of Dyer's Daily, bringing you the first episode of Southwaves audio drama series, The Hudsons, which returns in January, hopefully. Anyway, please remember to rate, comment, and subscribe to the podcast, and I shall see you same time, same place tomorrow for another edition of Dyer's Daily. Have a great day.